This week, the New York Post reported that for almost a year now, New York City has been providing the Plan B emergency morning after pill and other birth control to students at a handful of area high schools through a pilot program called CATCH, or Connecting Adolescents to Comprehensive Health Care. And in what could be a first in the country, parents were sent a letter explaining that the service was going to be offered to students without parental permission. Only a few parents took up an offer to opt out. New York Times' Anna Mona Hartikoulis joins us now. And Anna Mona, in New York, if you're over 17, you can get birth control over the counter. Under 17, you need a prescription. In the CATCH program, health department doctors are writing those prescriptions. But do students just go to the school nurse?
Exactly, yes. New York City schools have been handing out condoms since the 1990s, I believe. So this is kind of an evolution of that. What's new about it is, yes, you go to the school nurse at 13 schools now, and you can get birth control pills or you can get the morning after pill.
Well, and let's talk specifically about the Plan B emergency pill. We understand that students have to be tested to make sure they're not pregnant. They can go to the school nurse if they've had relations within the last couple of days so that this emergency sort of morning after contraceptive would be effective. But there have been other health clinics for students. So differentiate between the past care for students and this new care.
For several years, according to the health department, students have been able to go to privately operated clinics within their schools or to community health centers near their schools that are also privately operated and get the morning after pill or birth control or condoms. What's new here is that the health department has targeted a pilot number of schools where they think they could make a difference and offered this directly through the city.
And what the difference they want to make in is the fact that over 7,000 young women become pregnant by 17. Is that possible every year? Is that what you're writing?
Mm-hmm.
And 90% of those pregnancies are unplanned. That's quite something. So the pilot program has been in effect for a year. How many students have taken advantage of it?
About 1,000 have gotten either Plan B or birth control pills. It's about half and half.
And we know that this fall, students in the system can also get Depo-Provera, which is the injectable birth control drug. It's injected once every 3 months. What's been the reaction to this?
I think it's been cautious. Parents have only turned in 1 to 2% of the opt-out slips. Basically, there hasn't been a big backlash from parents. You can argue, I guess, as to whether they actually read those letters. Assuming they do, they don't seem opposed in large numbers. On the other hand, birth control, teenage pregnancy, those are sensitive issues.
Well, we're reading a quote from one staffer saying, we can't give out a Tylenol without a doctor's order, and now we're giving out hormonal preparations with possible side effects such as blood clots or hypertension. But we understand the school explained in the letter part of their concern was urgency. A morning after pill sort of has to be within the morning after.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, ideally within a couple of days. There is an urgency, and basically under the law and under school policy, contraception and reproductive health is in a special category. So, in fact, minors do have access to contraception in states like New York by state law. It does seem odd to parents. I mean, most of us are accustomed to managing the health of our children, but there are reasons why it might be done this way, because having to do with, you know, relationships with parents and confidentiality of intimate relations.
It's just interesting that there hasn't been that much negative response from parents. But what about the kids? We're reading random interviews with kids. Some worry this will encourage other kids to have unprotected sex because, hey, there's always a Plan B. You know, I can just get that mm-hmm. pill. Others say, no, this brings awareness and it will prevent pregnancy.
It's a real dilemma. I mean, you can think about, for those of us who are parents, how you would react in the case of your own kid. Obviously, you want to prepare for the unforeseen and not to be caught unprepared. On the other hand, you don't want to send a message that, as you say, don't worry, there's a Plan B. So I think it's a real dilemma.
Anna Mona Hartikoulis of the New York Times, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And you have thoughts on this story? There's a conversation going at facebook.com/hereandnowradio, so join right in. Back in 30 seconds, here and now.